You may notice that the quality of this podcast isn't up to my desired standard. And this is intentional because every time I was coming to my podcast mic, it was creating this really intense pressure and block to me sharing my voice. And you know me, I work in ways in which you're aligned. I'm a 3-5. I will practical solution and find the way out of the problem. So here we are. Please be aware that the quality of today's episode isn't up to scratch, because I'm actually recording this on my phone and I'm embracing the imperfection of this, because ultimately what I really want to get out is my message and I'm going to find the easiest way to do so. So there we go. Hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. I don't care if you think I'm a bitch. And you know why? Because we have been taught to take the opinions of others as gospel. We have been taught that we cannot be bold, we cannot be punchy, we cannot be sassy with our opinions because it makes us a bitch. And so what we do is we take the opinions of others and let them dictate our lives. And I know this to be true because that used to be me. It used to be me, and I used to allow the opinions of others to be the driver of my life. I allowed the opinions of others to tell me who I was, tell me what I was going to do with my life, tell me what my reality was, tell me who I am. And ultimately, it got to a point where I had enough. And I want to reflect on a story that has stemmed throughout my corporate life, because I've been in offices and chopped and changed my career until I found my calling, which is what I do today. But there's this one specific story that I can share with confidence, knowing that this is where I had my breaking point. This is where I had my turning point. This is where I said, enough is enough. And it was when I was working down in London in Kensington, living my best marketing girly life. I thought this was it. You know, I have made it. I've wanted to be in marketing ever since I left university, really. And I had this opportunity to move into the marketing team at the business that I was in. And to begin with, I was like, oh, this is great. This is really good. And ultimately, what happened within that team was it was very clicky. It was very clicky. There was a lot of two-facedness. There was a lot of, I'm going to border on saying there was a hint of bullying thrown in there. But the thing that I realized whilst I was here within this team, feeling like I had been isolated, feeling like somebody else was dictating how good I was at my job or not. And on the back of that, knowing deep down inside that I was really fucking good at my job, I was really good at all of the things that they were asking me to do by my inherent gifts, skills, and talents. Not necessarily on their systems, because that was something I had to learn, but just by being me and just by having the level of understanding of how things worked, I was really good at what I did. But I had a lot of things going on in my personal life that led to me to not believe in myself. I completely lost myself, which is, for those of you who know me now, is kind of like, I don't think you would recognize that person, because I don't really recognize that person, right? And we're talking like 4.5 years ago, 5 years ago. It's not that long of a time ago that I couldn't even tell you what I enjoyed doing or what I wanted from life. I had no clue. I was just in the swirling tornado of doing the same thing every single day and letting other people's opinions of me dictate my life. And it got to a point where I actually started to develop panic attacks. I don't know what they specifically were, but the physical symptoms of panic were I was shaking whilst I was sat at my desk. My heart rate was elevated. I was sweating. I will admit that I used to be a bit of a wannabe Mary-Kate and Ashley when I was younger. And so I would take breaks, smoke breaks, to go outside and actually ironically get some fresh air and just breathe, with a ciggy in hand, of course, because I thought that that was what was going to help me with my panic. Obviously it didn't. Nicotine makes things worse. Do not recommend. But I would leave the office because I felt lightheaded, because I felt dizzy, because I felt sick, because I wasn't eating, because I was so nervous, I was so impacted by other people's opinions, that I just couldn't, I couldn't function. And I vividly, vividly remember, and I can literally see myself, I remember calling my dad, my papa. My dad is my greatest supporter, my biggest protector. And I remember calling him one day outside whilst I was smoking. And I said to him, Dad, I can't do this anymore. I just can't do this anymore. I can't keep letting other people's opinions of me dictate who I am. I can't do it. I've had enough. And I remember so clearly just hearing silence on the other end of the call and a big deep breath. Finally, Anna, finally. And he had been telling me for years, you know, subtly and not so subtly, do not let other people, like, change who you are, change your behavior. You know, you are special and incredible and powerful just as you are. But I think you'll agree with me that people can tell you these things unless you believe in them yourself. There's just no way that it's gonna click for you, right? There has to be a point where you have to realize it yourself and you have to say, I need to make a change. Something in my life isn't working for me and I need to make a change. And so ultimately what happened is that I left that job, and that's a whole nother story, but I left that job and I started to rebuild. I started to reconnect with who I was. And it took probably a good 8 to 12 months for me to kind of regain a sense of control about who I was and what I wanted from life and what I enjoyed doing, because I hadn't allowed myself to do the things that I wanted to do. I had been the biggest people pleaser ever, and I'd allowed all of the things that other people wanted to do to be the action that I took, right? And I needed to change that. So I started to figure out, okay, I looked back on my life, I thought, what did I love doing as a kid? You know, what did I really enjoy doing throughout my kind of career? What was the fire inside my belly and my heart that made me want to help people? And so I started kind of delving around that. And then I also found human design. And human design is a science of differentiation. It is a system that helps us understand how we're magically unique, and it empowers us to step into and embody that uniqueness in a way that feels so resonant. It has so much resonance, right? Because human design is actually just the science of you. It's who you are. And when I learned my human design, when I started to experiment with my human design, I started to realize that the things that made me were the things that made me, they were my strengths, right? They were my strengths. So all of the things that I had been shit on about in my kind of roles, things that people had made me feel were not up to standard, or they were different, or I didn't fit into a box, right? I did not fit into a box, and people didn't like that. But actually, it's the things that make me not fit into the box that are the things that make me. It's the things that make me not fit into the box that make me. And so I started to realize that I needed to love myself. I started to realize that I needed to fall in love with the things that made me. And human design helped me do that, right? It helped me understand that I am magic just as I am. And this really was kind of like the jumping off point to my confidence and my conviction in myself, because now I genuinely don't care if you think I'm a bitch, because I actually love who I am. And I know within myself that I'm not a bitch. I also know within myself that your perception of me is your responsibility, and I'm unshakable in that other people's opinions don't really have an impact on me. And I was talking to a friend about this yesterday, because she was like, how do they not have an impact on you? And I was like, because I don't let other people's opinions affect me if you haven't got the life that I want, because your opinion is kind of irrelevant. Unless you have the lifestyle that I want, why would I take on your opinion? Unless you mean something to me, why would I take on your opinion? It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. And I think you're doing yourself a disservice if you're valuing the opinions of other people over the knowledge of who you are. You're literally hurting yourself, allowing other people's opinions to control your life. I know, because that's what happened to me, and I was in a place of real hurt. I was really hurting. So I just want you to know that you can change your life. You can change from being a people pleaser, being somebody who allows the opinions of others to take the reins on your life. You can change it. You can change it, because you can start to tap into the things that make you magic. You can start to understand that your superpowers lie within you. The answer is you. And what you can do from learning things such as your human design is start to take action and recognize the traits that you have and the ways in which you move through the world, and experiment with them to build a bank of evidence. Because that's what I did. I had to build my evidence up. You know, I can't just go into something and think, oh, this is the answer to all my prayers, because that's not how I work. I need the evidence. We're human beings. We need evidence, right? So human design is an experiment. So what did I do? I experimented. I'm on like 3.5 years worth of my experiment now, and I'm still learning every single day. But I started to build a bank of evidence, and I started to implement it. And you know what happened? My life changed. And that sounds really dramatic, but my life literally changed. And that can happen for you as well, whether you do use something like human design or whether you start to use other self-development tools. You can change your life, and you can change the fact that you take on the opinions of others, and you can become unshakable. I'm unshakable. I don't care what you think of me. It's completely irrelevant. As long as I know who I am and I love who I am, that's kind of all that matters. It's kind of all that matters, right? You can do this. You can do this. You can get into the mentality of, I don't care if you think I'm a bitch, because the secret to confidence is loving yourself. That's it. That is literally it. It is safe to be you. It is completely and utterly safe for you to be yourself. And in fact, if you don't be yourself, you're doing yourself a disservice. So lean into being more you. Start to recognize when you feel most yourself. And you'll find that the people who I interview, I ask them this question: when do you feel most yourself? Sit with that question. When do you feel most yourself? And then ask yourself, how can I start to embody more of that in my everyday? How can I start to love myself so much so that the opinions of other people don't even touch me? I'd love for you to sit with that question. And if you want to come and share your answers with me, please do, because I'm here to help you. This is literally my passion, is to empower you to love yourself so deeply that you actually build the life that you want for yourself. So come and share with me, my love. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you in the next one.